Hello, my name is Connor Wong. I'm the navigator on this leg of the voyage, the worldwide voyage from Cape Town to Brazil. We're on our way from the continent of Africa, specifically Walvis Bay, Namibia. And we're making our way west towards a tiny little island in the middle of the Atlantic called St. Helena. We're having light winds currently, and we're in a fog. This is our second day traveling through this type of conditions and making navigation of our traditional means a little more difficult, as we're not able to see the sun or the moon or any of the stars since the fog is so thick. It looks like we're in the middle of a cloud, and at times our visibility is about a half mile. And
when it's like that, how do you know you're going in the right direction?
We're able to see the sun periodically through the fog before the sun went down, looking at the sun and knowing where and how the sun moves across the sky and what position it is at a certain time. We're able to line up the swell direction and the wind direction based off of the known position of the sun. So as we're traveling through, whether it's daytime or nighttime, we can continue to follow the direction of the wind and the rise and the fall of the canoe over these ocean open swells.
When you look back on the year that Hokulea has had, what are some memorable moments for you?
This last year is definitely very historic, from crossing the Indian Ocean for the first time, going around the Cape of Good Hope into Africa, the completely opposite end of the world from where Hawaii is. And now we're traveling up the coast, crossing the Atlantic for the first time. It's amazing to think about this system of navigation that we use, the same as our ancestors have been using through the Pacific, and being across the world and continuing to use this knowledge system. Yeah, it's quite an amazing accomplishment.